Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
My crowd noise at. This girl, yeah, I still need that in my life. What's going on, party people? Nah, it's not Tuesday at 8 o'clock. It's Saturday at 12 noon, baby. Let's get it popping. We told you we was coming, so you need to be right here if you know what it is. It's the mayor in the building, man. Saturday version, man. After further review, it's going down. We only going to be around for an hour. We're going to kick some football, man, because that's what it is. We got the college quasi-semi Super Bowl going on today. It kicks off at 3:30 at Kyle Field. You got the Texas A&M Aggies against the Alabama Crimson Tide, the number one team in the nation. You know the story. Johnny Manziel, Nick Saban, two-time champion, autographs, money, blah, 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 blah. You know the deal. We had to kick it for a little while, man. You know, as far as that game is concerned, oh, first let me get the particulars out the way. GQ Palace Radio is in the building. After further review, you got Miss Lavina working it out behind the board. Had to, you know, try to convince her to say Saturday is a good day for sports. We got a lot of stuff popping off. If you're a sports fan today, man, this is the day for you. And you're right here, man. GQ Palace, after further review, 646-200-3838 is the math to call. Press 1. Same rules apply like Tuesday night. But we just go basically talk football today as we get it in. Yeah, it's a real big football day today, man. A lot of things going on. I'm just going to run through the schedule of the top 10 teams that are playing right quick. Again, like we mentioned earlier, we got number one Alabama going to College Station and playing Texas A&M. That kicks off at 3:30. We got Tennessee against the number two team in the nation, Oregon, up there in Eugene, Oregon. That kicks off at 3:30. That should be a good game as well. But I think Oregon, man, they're dealing with some stuff, man. I think that, you know, Marcus Mariota, he's a dark horse for the Heisman. You know what I mean? They still got some running, you know, the running game. Oregon's still a strong team. Tennessee's coming to visit them today, and hopefully they'll walk away with their heads up high. If they win, they win. But I think it's going to be a 25-30 point Oregon win. Wow, the bells is popping off early. I got to stop what I'm doing because I got the three-time, not one, not two, not three, three-time welterweight female champion in the building, Miss Tori Nelson. What's good, lady? Welcome to the biggest show on a Saturday. What's going on?
Hi, dear. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? Your hands feeling better?
Oh, my God, they're feeling so good.
That's what it is. Hey, congratulations, lady. You did it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You know, so tell us a little bit about it. How was the atmosphere? How was your mind frame going into
it was
the fight?
Nice,
and,
you know,
go ahead.
It wasn't my home, though, but, you know, God with me, who can be against me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I went in, they said my name, like three people clapped.
mm-hmm.
They said her name, the roof came off.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's what my trainer always said. He was like, but you know what? You're going to shut it down.
That's
so
right.
By the time it was over, you could hear crickets in there.
Mm,
you know, so it was great. You know, it was a good fight. I enjoyed it.
Tell us a little bit about the opponent. Alexandra Magic Lopez? Or Lopez?
Yeah, Lopez. Yeah, Alexandra Lopez.
Uh-huh.
She's pretty good. You know, she moves a lot. That was the only thing. She moves a lot. But I just walked her down and did what we did and what I've learned in training, you know. I just walked her down and just put my hands on her whenever I could catch her.
Whenever you could catch her.
Yeah, whenever.
Well, you caught. It's like you caught her right on time. You know?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Word
I
up.
As much as I could.
So, what round was the fight over with, and you know?
Oh, it went the distance.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, yeah, I won every round. You know, they call it a shout out.
Okay.
But, you know, it was just shut down all the way. It was good, though. It was a good fight.
That's what it is. So you got your respect after you left that place, right? You said three people was clapping when they called your name. Shut it down. That's what it is. Not mad at that. You cannot be mad. Like you said, as long as you got that belief in yourself and you got that support system, you know, you could be in Alaska somewhere. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And still do your numbers. So it doesn't matter where you are. It's where you're at. So that's what it is. And enough respect to you. And really thank you, you know, for calling in and checking in early like that. You know what I mean? I know you're trying to, you know, get your rest together and all that. So what's coming up for you? Are we just in a rest mode right now until, you know, other things can pop up?
No, baby, we never rest. We never rest.
Okay, okay. All right. I like that, champ.
Monday.
I like that.
We have a fight coming up. We go
That's
back
what
to
it
the
is.
Gym on Monday. Yeah.
You have a fight coming up when?
We have a fight. Daddy, when I fight? November 10th,
okay, so the turnaround is quick. So it don't stop. Like you said, no rest for the weary.
Yeah,
I know that's
stop.
Right.
No rest.
That's what it is. That's what it is. But we definitely salute you. Thanks for calling in. You know what I'm saying? I definitely wanted to, you know, give people an update on, you know, what the situation was. So you still got that belt holding it down, hard body, so I can still put that picture that I got with you with the belt and all of that. So that's still current.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to take a picture with the new one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're going to definitely take a picture with you. Heard that, right? So I got mad witnesses. I got you. So we're going to definitely take a picture with the new belt and all that good stuff right there. Tori, Miss Tori Nelson, three times female welterweight champion in the building with us. Appreciate you calling. Hang out. We only going to be here till 1 o'clock if you can hang out. If not, we definitely appreciate you calling. We're going to slide into a little football. It's a big day. Oh, what's your opinion on the other fights coming up tonight? The other fights, because you already did your numbers.
You know, that's what we're traveling right now. We're trying to get home so we can get to this fight. Oh, my God, I can't wait. You know, of course, I got Mayweather on this.
Yeah.
But you know, the undercard fight is what's going to be it.
Yeah, the Garcia and Matisse fight.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gracious. That's going
to
be it right
there. I like that. I like that fight, but... I mean, you know, I'm just judging Danny Garcia. He's a good fighter and things of that nature. But Lucas Matisse ain't no joke.
No joke at all.
Lucas Matisse ain't no joke. And if Danny Garcia gets touched, because I'm referencing the fight that Garcia just had with Zab Judah. Zab Judah was doing his numbers on Danny Garcia. He just kind of ran out of gas.
If he touched him, he going to wobble.
Yeah, if he touched Danny Garcia, it's a done deal.
Exactly.
It's a dunny. But, yeah, I'm looking at Matisse for that fight, and I'm just going to put it out there like I've been putting it out there. I like Canelo Alvarez to do something to Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, get out of here.
I like, because my thing, I'm basing my conversation on the quick turnaround. I've never seen Floyd come back from this quick of a turnaround before, those 36-year-old legs, and it's like Canelo is not going to stop. If Floyd Mayweather hits Canelo Alvarez, he's not going to do a sugar chain and stop. He's going to keep coming at Floyd and keep putting that pressure on Floyd, and we're going to see when it gets to the 8th, 9th, and 10th rounds, we're going to see what it is. All I'm looking for is a good fight. That's all. Take him into the deep waters, and we'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Mayweather got the experience. Mayweather got the quick hands.
You know, go ahead.
Canelo, all he has, he's powerful, but it is not going to do him any good if he can't touch him.
Right, that's true. That's true. And Canelo has to, you know, do some things with some hand movement. But I've seen some speed out of Canelo. You know, he was doing his numbers when he fought Austin Trout. You know, and Austin Trout wasn't no joke. But, that's what it is. I'm just looking for a good fight tonight. I'm looking for a competitive fight. And hopefully, Canelo make, you know, we might have a rematch coming on down the line sometime in 2014. Yeah, well, you know, might be before that because, you know, how Floyd got to make that quick turnaround.
Exactly.
But, Miss Tori, hang out with us. You know what I mean? I got an hour. There goes the signal right there. So we got another caller on the line. Hang out with us. Definitely congratulations and all that. And it's going down. We got callers on the line, man. It's a Saturday thing. We just snuck up on some people. But the people that's paying attention, enough respect to them. I got Kia in the building. What's up, Kia? Welcome to the biggest show on a Saturday. What's up?
Good afternoon now.
Ziggy's in the building. Ziggy, my dude, welcome to the biggest show on a Saturday, fam.
What's up, baby?
All right, everything's everything. I got Miss Tori Nelson on the line. She won her fight. She's a three-time WIBA welterweight champion. So you want to acknowledge and say what up? That's what it is. Before we get ready to slide into the real reason that we all gathered here today. Listen. You know what it is, man. It's the day we talk. We've been talking about it for the last 6 months. The last 5 months is here. Okay, Texas A&M, Alabama, Kyle Field. You know, College Station, Texas is going down. Couple of other games that are on the horizon too. I want to give Ziggy his respect because he calls in and he's real consistent with that, and I appreciate that. Shout out to your Michigan Wolverines and their 16-game home win streak, which is the longest currently in the nation right now. Give it up to them. Salute Michigan, because I know you're a man, Michigan. Salute. There you go. All right. Now that we got that out the way, what's the deal with the Alabama-Texas A&M game? It's a couple of hours before kickoff, so now, you know, you've been talking about what you think Alabama's going to do. Let's give it your last will and testament before kickoff at 3:30. I'm going to start with you, Ziggy. What's good?
Roll Tide. You know I'm rolling.
All right, Roll Tide. You see a 10-point win, 15-point win. Is it going to be close? Is it going to be over after halftime or what?
Hey, I don't know, but all I know is at the end of the day, Alabama's going to be – Nick Saban is going to walk out of the 12th man as his house.
All right. Thank you for participating. We have some lovely parting gifts. Kia, what's good? What's your opinion on the game before kickoff at 3:30?
I don't think it's going to be all that hype. I think it's not going to be all that hype. I was reading where they had Bama winning by 2 touchdowns. They're a little suspect about A&M defense. So I really don't think it's that hype, but I do think Alabama probably will sneak out of Texas with that win.
Is it going to be close?
It'll be all good, but I don't think the game's going to be all that hype when everybody hyping it, because there's too much going on. And watch.
Let me ask you a question. 5 minutes left. What's the score? We only got an hour this time. We only got an hour today.
You throw your butt. Oh, I was just trying to see what they're going to put up. Oh, God. Maybe.
I don't know. Let's say, is it going to be close? Is it going to be, you know, comfortable lead for Bama? You know what I mean?
It may be a touchdown. It may be a touchdown. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Unless they're right about A&M defense being a suspect.
Okay.
That's the only reason it'll be a little bit different.
I just wanted to do a quick rundown of the top 10 teams that was playing today. I was left off at Oregon before Miss Nelson called in. We got Ohio State going out to Cal, man. That's out to Berkeley. That's gonna be a good game.
That's the game right there.
All right, let me run these down right quick and we'll get back to that. Stanford, number 5 team Stanford is going to play Army. Louisville, Teddy Bridgewater. You got the interstate battle with Kentucky popping off at 12 noon. This should have kicked off already. And we got Kent State against Louisville. All right, we're going to jump back to OSU in California. Ziggy, what's your...
Louisville? Huh? Kent State playing Louisville?
Kentucky is playing Louisville. Kent State is playing LSU.
Oh, I got to watch
that.
Okay.
All right, so Ziggy, that kickoff is tonight at 7. What's your opinion going into OSU and Cal?
Well, I'm a Big Ten man, and I want Ohio State to win, even though I don't like Ohio State. But
right.
I want them to represent the Big Ten. You know, I'm one of these cats. I'm not gonna hate on nobody's team. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, like I said, I'm a Big Ten cat, so
right.
I would like the Big Ten. I'm representing the Big Ten.
Okay, all right. I mean, dude, is it a thing of where? I've been checking out some stuff, and I'm saying, well, you know, Braxton Miller, his status is going to be, you know, it's unclear. But Kenny Guyton's no joke. He's the backup quarterback.
Right, right. It's not like a hell of a drop off.
Right. Exactly.
With the second one, so I mean, mm-hmm. I still believe Ohio State go in. Hey, but if Cal was to come in there and shock the world, I wouldn't be mad at him.
Right. I mean, you know, Cal's already lost to a Big Ten team. They lost to Northwestern. Yeah, so I mean, you know, Ohio, it's a road trip. I mean, I trust Urban Meyer in them situations, in those situations, and I think that it's more contingent on what Ohio State does as opposed to Cal. Not taking anything away from Cal. Cal's a good team. But I just think that Urban Meyer, and they're going to handle their business today. I think it's going to be – it might be a little bit not as close as people think it's going to be. I think Ohio State will win that game by at least 10 points. And Braxton Miller or no Braxton Miller. Let's get a quick score update right quick. Michigan 7, Akron nothing, Ziggy. I know you're going to like that.
I'm watching that right now.
Right now. Okay, no doubt. Oklahoma 7, Tulsa nothing. UCLA and Nebraska's kicked off already. No score there. Louisville and Kentucky, no score. Stanford and Army, no score. You live and direct with the mayor right now. You're not having no visions and no dreams and nothing like that, thinking that you missed the weekend and it's Tuesday already. 12 o'clock. High noon, the mayor is in the building. After further review, GQ Palace, 646-200-3838 is the math. I got Kia on the line with me. I got my man Ziggy in the building. I'm hoping Miss Tori Nelson's still on the line. If not, she's soaking her hands because, you know, she had to defend her title and went into some foreign land and did it. Rhode Island is foreign land to us New Yorkers. That's what it is. But we here, man. What's your opinion on Jameis Winston? I haven't heard anybody talk about him in about 4 days. He's making his home debut today. They're playing Nevada. So Ziggy, do you think it's going to be, you know, he's going to be hyped? Do you think it's going to be a situation where he's going to be under the pressure playing in front of his home crowd, or you just think it's going to be another day at the office?
Just another day at the office.
Okay. All right. No doubt. Kia, I know you got an opinion on Jameis Winston from Florida State.
No, I want to watch that Oklahoma game. No, I don't have my opinion.
You should be watching it now. Oklahoma's winning 7-0.
I know. I'm just looking for it now because.
Oh, okay.
They're talking about the Oklahoma running backs. They're the big mm-hmm. topic of discussion
mm-hmm.
this week about, you know, playing those guys down there.
Right.
And
the quarterback for Oklahoma, Blake Bell, he's making his debut today. You know what I'm saying? So far, he's 3-for-4 for 44 yards. He's looking good so far.
Yeah.
You know, and again, so the Oklahoma running game, you heard some good things about them, positive things about them?
Well, they're going to go back-to-back 300 yards. They were talking about playing with 170, 70. Then they were talking about DeMarco Murray, 208. I forgot the game that he played. He had that 28 yards against that team.
DeMarco Murray. Is DeMarco Murray? DeMarco Murray?
No, last year.
They were talking about DeMarco Murray. That's what it is. So, yeah, man, we in the building, man, live and direct, man. We got an hour, so I don't want to seem like I'm rushing nobody, but I want to get everybody get their points across. You know how we do. We get hard body into it, and there's 3 minutes left in the show. We here, man. So, again, the big, you know, like you said, the big game of the day allegedly is Texas A&M and Alabama. But you got a couple of good games popping off later on this afternoon and tonight. Let's get into a little topical situation right here. I was watching game day earlier, and I thought Desmond Howard made a very, very, very eloquent point about why college players deserve to be paid. And again, you had somebody from the NCAA representing them, you know, on the other end of the spectrum. And Desmond brought up some good points. I mean, why can't you, you know, if you're recruiting somebody and somebody says, well, I could put $100 in your pocket, you know what I mean, come win some games for us. But then somebody else on the other end is saying, I put $150 in your pocket, come win some games for us. Don't pretend like that's not going on. In whatever circumstance or however you want to slice it, don't pretend that that's not going on. And Ziggy and Kia and Ms. Tori, if you're still on, my point in the situation is, why are we making such a big thing about what's going on at Oklahoma State? It might have been true. Ziggy. It's been going on for years, Mayor.
Do you remember Michael Talley? Do you remember Michael Talley that played for Michigan?
Yes.
All right, I went to school with him. The year he graduated, He won Mr. Basketball in 89.
Right.
Here he graduated. The next day, he pulled up in the school parking lots, in the teacher's parking lot, with a red drop top Mustang.
In the staff parking lot.
Staff parking lot. The day after he signed with Michigan, so it's been going on for years.
Right, right.
So
let me say this right quick, Ziggy, and I was paying very much attention to what Dez Howard was talking about because he was getting kind of tight. You could see because it was him against a bunch of them on the panel. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was getting very, very kind of like, yo, he wanted to make his point. Like, what are you telling me? So you mean, and he brought as an example up the number 98 that Devin Gardner wore last week against Notre Dame. Okay, he said, you know, and I kind of like tend to agree with this point. He was like, up to that game, that Devin Gardner's number is what, 7, right?
Right.
Okay, up to that game, that number 7 jersey might have been doing some numbers in the team shop and all of that. But when they put that number 98 out there,
oh my goodness!
You know what I'm saying? Like, so again, no disrespect to Mr. Tom Harmon, no disrespect to his son Mark Harmon on NCIS, you know, on CBS and all that good stuff. But I'm just saying, the number 7 is like moot now because everybody wants that 98 jersey. And I'm just saying, to the point I'm making is, once you say that I can't get no money off my likeness, you sound like the music industry now. So once I sign with your school and I play for your school and I put your school on the map and we get on TV and we go to bowl games and this and that, I can't get no money. You can get all the money you want. Now, the idea, Ziggy and Kia, was that what kind of equitable way we could come up to distribute the money without making it seem like, you know, I got to give you 100 or I'm not coming to your school because this other school's paying me 200. So how do we do it? Go ahead.
I don't agree. I think, you know what? If they want money, they should pay their tuition then. If they want money, if they want to get money, they can afford that. Then their parents can afford to send them to school for 4 years then.
But what about the ones that can't afford it?
Then you know what? They don't get no money. But the ones that want money, they pay their 4 year tuition.
Okay, I'm talking to your point. You're so telling me that a kid that's coming from a rural area or not so affluent area. You know, he's very talented in football. Everybody wants to sign him and things of that nature. His family wants, you know, they had his back the whole time. He might be from the East Coast or might be from the West Coast, and he goes to an East Coast school and vice versa. So how does his parents, who supported him all this through his high school, Pee Wee League, whatever, now, because they can't afford it to go see their son play, I don't understand it. Why can't the colleges say, you know what, instead of putting the money in your son's pocket, why don't we say, okay, we'll buy these tickets to get your family here so your family can see you play? What's the problem?
I don't have a problem with that. I'm talking about giving the guy money, like paying them for this and everything. These guys go to, you know what, they will never experience paying $100,000 a year tuition or having a loan for $100,000 a year and then having one for undergrad. Are you kidding me? They will never see a salary bill. They will never see those type of bills because you know what? It's all paid for.
The school that they're going to, all of a sudden they done went from a school that's in the middle of the pack to now a top 3 team in the nation, and it's because of him. And now you don't want to, you know, come on, you can't even. Desmond Howard
that got away with not paying almost $50,000, whatever that school is, paying $50,000.
But nah, you can't say whatever the school is. You got to put some names on it. You can't just say whatever. You got to put a name on it. My thing is, if you're gonna play for a school, and nowadays with the times and where they are, so I'm gonna play for you for 4 years while you getting 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 million dollars from a TV deal, okay, and from all types of people buying stuff with my picture on it and my name on it. Are you serious?
Okay.
And then you're gonna tell Then you're gonna tell me it's against the rules? Against what rules?
And then he can pay his tuition. Then he can get all the money he wants while they put his.
So if his tuition is paid, if his tuition is paid for outside, so he don't have a scholarship. So it's no situation where the school he's beholden to the school because they're paying his tuition. If he's paying his own way, then he gets all the money. He can go in there with his manager. He can go in there with his agent and say, you know what, Oklahoma State, I want X amount of money, or I'm going to Baylor. I paid my tuition. I don't owe you nothing. I'm a good football player. I put fannies in the seats. I put people to watch your cable network. You know what I'm saying? So my tuition is paid. My parents paid my tuition. Like, we was having a discussion about the Puff Daddy thing.
I don't agree that they get paid a lot of money. I don't agree with they getting paid a lot of money.
So how much is a lot, though, Kia? This is where it gets, this is where it gets crazy at. How much is a lot?
I agree with Stipend, but I don't think when these guys go to school, they got full-year ride.
Not everybody does.
No, I'm not saying everybody. I didn't say after the guys that they got 4-year ride.
Mm-hmm.
When you're trying to go to school and you're talking about where you got deferred payments or you got military benefits trying to pay a tuition and you know every 3 months my parents got to come up with $10,000 because the deferred payment is due. Are you kidding me? And they get a free ride. They worry about some money. Yeah, okay.
But how free is the ride? If I don't play, my team don't win. So how free is the ride? I'm earning mine. You know what I'm saying? Just like we were talking about with the Puff Daddy situation. You know what I mean? If he got his son and his son got all this money, da 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 da. You know what I mean? And he earned that scholarship. Puff Daddy ain't got nothing to do with him on the football field. But because his father has a lot of money, then okay, well, why can't Puff Daddy donate this or why can't he pay for somebody? Nah.
This debate will never go. Will never
yeah,
come
exactly.
Because,
as long as the NCAA
you know
is doing what they're doing, this
right.
debate
because
will never
you know
go
why?
Away.
When
that's
you,
right.
When you're looking at other people that had that scholarship, when we did like academic scholarship, you're lucky you're black when you get academic
right.
scholarship because your parents don't have to pay come out their pocket for over
$100.
When you decide to go to Brad Russell, these are $100 tied forward to another bill that you got
right.
to pay for. You're not looking for scholarship and find scholarship. You only get $10,000 out here. Are you kidding me?
Right,
and we're sitting here trying to figure out all this money, and then you decide, okay, if I want to go to Brad, it's going to cost me over $100,000. It's going to cost me another $100,000. And these guys get these little 4-year rides. All they do is have to go to class, play football, or whatever. Some get academically suspended because they don't decide they don't need to go to class.
So whose fault is that? Am I supposed to feel sorry for them because they don't go to class after they got a free ride?
I don't feel sorry for them because you're supposed to go, when you get to the university, you're supposed to go to class. You're supposed to go there to get it. You're going to play football. And
you're a student athlete. You're not an athlete student. Right. But I just think that, you know, Des Bryant put everything in perspective. He was like, you know what? I was at Oklahoma State. And if I didn't get paid, how'd somebody else get paid? Who was they paying if they ain't pay me? And I ain't mad at Des Bryant. And you know the story. You know the story behind Des Bryant. The NCAA snapped away his season. For some BS. But again,
because he went to dinner.
Right, because he went to dinner and he lied about it.
He went to dinner. Why?
With Deion Sanders. You know what I mean? But again,
I
said, this debate
and
will
and
never.
I do think they get stipends, but I just don't think you're paying them a whole lot of money. If the money that they talk about, they could get, that's ridiculous.
What about putting the money into a fund, some kind of fund for them?
What fund you gonna name this?
I don't know. It could be the Oklahoma State Football Players Fund. It could be the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes Football Players Fund.
Their fund will be bigger.
Huh?
I said by the time they get out of college, that fund will even be bigger.
But that's what it's supposed to be because you're not giving them money while they're playing. You're putting the money up for them so after they graduate or whatever, they'll have something in their pocket. They earned that. But then again, here comes the big fly in the ointment.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying the football players all this money. How about the volleyball players? How about the softball team?
Oh, yeah. What about the women's team?
You know what I mean?
They probably ain't going to get nothing.
It's going to be crazy. So again, like you said, Kia, you put everything, the nail in the thing, like saying, hey, boom, this conversation, we can turn this conversation 50 million different ways and nothing will ever get solved.
It will never get solved.
Because as long as the NCAA has control of the pocket strings and the pocketbook, then it's going to be like, whatever I do, don't do like me. Just do what I say. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, and I don't agree with that. Like they are like controlling. I don't agree with that. But you know, you're gonna have a lot of guys, gonna have a lot of attorneys representing them on certain things. Because you know what, it's starting to be to the point now. But you gotta look at the other side where you got like students that don't have the scholarship,
and their parents,
they can't get a scholarship because their parents make money and they gotta come up with them. Then they get a scholarship, but that's what. But then you look at go to school with this guy who walks around campus and you figuring out he got a 4-year. And now he complaining about money?
Right. But again,
$10,000
every 3 months.
Yeah, okay.
It's all contingent on how the NCAA deals to handle it. And I think that, you know, I posted it, maybe yesterday or something like that, that the NCAA is just throwing up a bunch of smoke and mirrors because the real topic of discussion is that lawsuit.
That.
And they trying to put everybody else under the bus So they say, okay, Oklahoma State, we ain't got to pay you. Oregon, we ain't got to pay you. Now even Alabama's in the mix now. We ain't got to pay you. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. So the NCAA is not stupid at the end of the day. The NCAA is not stupid.
Boy.
But it's going to have to take for people just to kind of like have a little stronger resolve against the NCAA. Like, I don't need you. You need me. That's the player that I need to see coming to the NCAA and be like, you know what? I'm an All-American athlete, but I don't want to play for you. I'm going to your school because you got an excellent law program or whatever the case may be. But as far as getting on, and they're going to be trying to dog them to get on the field. Please come play for us. No, I don't want to play for you because I don't want to be involved in that.
Or do a Kobe and LeBron and a KG. Just don't go.
And just don't go at all. There you go. Ziggy. Just don't go at all.
Go at all.
Right.
Well, you ain't doing that in the NFL.
Some of them are, but because some of them are leaving as juniors. Some of them are leaving as sophomores. Johnny Manziel ain't going to the school. Johnny Manziel,
he's not going to be there next year.
Yeah, Kia, we're going to have a conversation later on next year. We're going to have a conversation about who's going to be in the green room. And Johnny Manziel is going to be the name on the top of the list.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So again, as it goes, we open up so many, we peel so many scabs off of so many sores with this conversation. You know what I mean? Because as we watch it and we see what's going on, we know the difference between right and wrong. But you can't tell the NCAA nothing because they'll make it look like Dez Bryant committed a major crime when he was having dinner with Deion Sanders, but Johnny Manziel could go and sign autographs and get his picture taken. But where is the incriminating picture?
That's
I can take
like
a picture of you signing an autograph. What does it mean?
That's just like with Weber. Weber still ain't forgave the NCAA.
Right. No doubt. We got another call on the line, man. It's going down on Saturday. Angie, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show on a Saturday. What's going on?
What's good to my Saturday bigger show? What's going on?
Oh, I mean, you know, we was just trying to try something new and different. You know what I mean? We had the over-under on you at 12:27. So I took the under, but I lost. So it's 12:31. So, you know, 4 minutes. Who's counting? But welcome to the show. I tried to slide that in on her. You know, I'm only going to mess with her about her times.
Let me say this thing about the NCAA. Mike down in South Carolina. South Carolina, Todd Boyd and Clowney are big names.
Right.
And they got sandwiches made after them in certain restaurants because they're
right.
A big name in South Carolina.
Okay.
But they're not worried. It's like, you know, restaurants have to go and get a Clowney sandwich, get a Star Wars sandwich and stuff like that. They're big names. Most of these states, they love these athletes. Even a lot of political governors, they all, but they went to these universities. These guys, I don't know what they're going to do.
Big revenue kid. That's to any town, whether it's a big town, small town, whatever. Sports bring the money. They bring them, whether it's fine memorabilia, tickets, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying?
All right,
they bring it. So that's why they feel, you know what I'm saying? That's their way of paying back or giving back a little bit. Like, all right, we're going to name this sandwich that.
Right.
You know
I mean,
but that's
just a thing between that particular establishment and,
right.
and you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's just a
right.
hook to get people to come in. You know what I mean? Come
that's
to my restaurant,
exactly.
You can have a Devon County sandwich or whatever.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean? You
right.
go to Louisville, get the Teddy Bridgewater you know, lunch menu or something like that. You know
guess
what I mean?
What? They're all Reuben.
Right. That was funny. But it wasn't
Reuben.
On another level, but that's all good. Listen, so we're here, man. Saturday, man. The time's gone by already, man. It's a Saturday thing. After further review, the mayor's in the building. Quick little score update. Oklahoma 10, Tulsa nothing. Nebraska 7, UCLA 3. Michigan 7, Akron 3. Louisville 3, Kentucky 0. Army 6, Stanford nothing. Oh, okay. That's
wow.
The Army struck first, no doubt. Kia, you're absolutely correct. I mean, it's a thing where who is going to get what piece of the pie? You know what I mean? You got a dollar bill. You got $1 bill. You got to divide that up against what? The NCAA, the student athlete.
Mm.
Okay. So now let's backtrack. So if we're gonna do it like normal people would do it, it would be half for you and half for me. You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, that dollar doesn't stretch far enough to give the student athlete even 10 cents of it. Why does the NCAA got to get 100% of that $1? And if the student goes to dinner, has a lunch, or takes a favor from somebody, oh my God, he's the biggest cheat since.
Then they get penalized. Yeah.
Right.
And I think
go ahead.
For example, like that, like when Jay, like on that 30 and 30, when Jalen, when the Fab Five and Jalen then was walking, he said he had no money in his pocket.
Right.
But he actually walked past. He was on the outside looking in at the sporting goods store, watching his jersey sale.
Yeah. And, you see that? That's crazy.
Yeah, they capitalizing on him, and they
capitalizing on
him.
And not only that, they gave the double whammy. Not only that, but all the accomplishments that he did and all the banners that he helped put up is now taken down. As far as they're concerned, the NCAA said the Fab Five never happened.
Well, see, and when that goes back to say when y'all was talking about Puff Daddy and his son earning a scholarship.
Right.
Take that scholarship, although he does have a lot of money or whatever, take it. Simply because
of course he earned it. That's right.
He earned that, number one. And number two, they're going to make money off of him anyway.
Regardless.
So, they're going to do it anyway. So why can't, that's his piece of the pie right there. Y'all not going to give him what y'all making off of him anyway.
And I said that 2 years. I said that 2 years ago when we had the first conversation about that. I said, you know what? It's a thing where Puff, you know what I mean? It's not even about his son. Puff is going to start playing the sidelines at UCLA games. He goes, you know, and I think Kia said it a while back, if I'm not mistaken. Who knows if he didn't buy UCLA some money already? And we don't know that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you don't know the underscore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, the argument goes, Puffy didn't need a scholarship for his son. Yes, he did, because he earned that thing.
He could have
got a scholarship for being a nuclear scientist or something like that.
Right.
It didn't have to necessarily be athletics.
See, on that note, you're now fighting with technical and moral. You know what I'm saying? Technically, he earned that. He did. Morally, if Puffy had it in him, he's going to say, no, take that scholarship and give it to somebody else who can't afford it.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, you fight against that. You know, the moral always fights against things. So
let me ask your opinion on the situation about the likenesses. Like, say, for example, like Ziggy was saying about Jalen Rose, where, you know, you go to a school or whatever, and you have no money in your pocket, but you're seeing everybody coming out wearing your shirt with your name on it, with your face on it, but your likeness belongs to the NCAA. That sounds like the rap music business.
Yeah.
As soon as you sign to a label, your name belongs to them, whether you realize it or not, and you better pick up on that jewel the mayor just dropped, all you young MC rapper dudes. Real talk. You better ask Eric Sermon about it. You better ask Eric Sermon. Your name don't even. Your name doesn't belong to you.
Yep.
On the real, that's why we come up with AKA so and so, or AKA this, or AKA that. Because when you get put on, that name belongs to them. So you better have an alias or a side name, Eric Sermon, AKA Eric Onassis. You better check the record labels. Holler at your boy.
Have your stage name.
Have your stage name. That's what it
first
is. But see. How is that infiltrate to the NCAA, though?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
A bunch of old greedy white men.
Could you say that again?
A bunch of old greedy white men.
The opinions of Rodney Ziegler are not...
You're right.
Do they have any black people discussing from the NCAA side when they had this conversation? I saw Desmond Howard really, really get upset this morning on game day because he was telling the truth, and the other guy,
the Caucasian dude was trying to explain
it off like, oh, we doing y'all a big favor. We giving you this opportunity to play and show your talents and this and that, but we gonna make the money and you just go out on the field and do what you do.
Yeah,
Desmond Howard was looking at him like you fucking like what?
This is never gonna. That argument,
but
this argument will never come to an end.
Desmond Howard was like, why? He was like, why can't they, you know, pay the players because they getting a free ride, they getting a scholarship?
Because you
recruited that dude to come to your school. You was going. It was in competition with about five or six other schools for this same player. Okay.
Yeah.
You came out on top for other reasons that we might never know. Because he might have went to some situation and, you know, he liked the fraternities or he went on his school visit. And you know how it goes down on them school visits. I've been on a couple.
Well, you know, greed doesn't die. Greed grows. That's why.
So again, it like Kia said, this kind we could have the same conversation a year from now, and we probably won't make
figure,
no progress.
What's the figure that they're giving out? What's the figure that they
talking about giving these guys? What's the figure that you heard?
I have no idea. It's gonna be and the figure that they did come up with. I forgot what it was. It was way too low. It's low.
That's
whatever number that they come up with here, and they had, I'm not sure what number that they did with it. I think it was like 345 billion.
These colleges think they have it in their head that they're training these guys. You understand what I'm saying? That's what they do. They switch words on them, and that's how they're able to manipulate
I don't agree with that. I think you automatically should know the ground rules or what somebody's telling you. I don't agree with you should understand what somebody's telling you, talking to you about the school. You should pay attention to what people are telling you. You're not supposed to listen to everything someone's telling you in your ear.
Oh, absolutely.
You should have common sense of what's right or what's wrong before you even sign your name on that dollar side of line.
Yeah, but common sense becomes real cloudy when you're dealing with somebody that doesn't come from a money background and a money circumstance. Common sense becomes real cloudy.
You have somebody with you.
Like Cam Newton had with his father?
That was his father doing all that. His father had no business doing it.
That's the point.
His old man saw a vision. On one hand,
Ziggy, you're right. You can't really blame him because he's putting his son's best interest at heart. What you gonna do for my son? Either he gonna come play for you, or I got this other offer from these other people. They hollering. So what you talking about right now?
Right.
I mean, again, it's you know, oh well, I like the school because of the atmosphere and the law program and the psychology. You serious?
Hey, but I know a lot of people. You said something about training, Andrew.
Uh-huh.
But I know a lot of people that went to college and after they finished, they still can't get a job in what they
What they got their degree in. And they got to pay it back.
Whoever has the biggest sales pictures, that's like going out here and these men trying to sell a car.
Mm-hmm.
It's who you gonna go to 20 different
dealerships before you find the right one. Somebody is telling you what you want.
Find the right car.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? It's like, oh well, he sounds better to me. But guess what? They all have the same interest at hand.
Please enter your password. Then press pound.
All right, so I don't know what that was, but Andy, so what do you think? What do you think that the solution or what would be a better idea? We came up with pay the players, pay for their families to see them play, put it in a fund. So do you have anything to add to that?
You know what? The last thing that Andy said or whoever said about can't find a job. These athletes gonna find a job when they get out of that don't have nothing to do with
the job will find them, but they
athletes is the one we're talking about. Of course we're not gonna find a job. We come out of law school, you're not gonna find nothing. But the athletes, they're gonna find a job. Those two is gonna have nothing to do with NCAA. Nothing.
But Mayor was the one that brought up about being a lawyer and a doctor.
Right.
That doesn't have
because the lawyers and the doctors are the ones that are sitting in the stands paying those tickets to watch the athletes run on the field and run up and down the court.
Of course.
So as far as a job is concerned, I think the two are connected. Because, look, I ain't never played no football for them. But you know what? I went to all their games. I know so-and-so. I can hook you up with Dez Bryant to come and make an appearance at your show. Because he was in my biology class. You know what I'm saying? So, again, the student and the athlete are connected. It might be murky for some. It might be clear for others. But the student and the athlete are connected. And the point of the conversation that we were having is how do we make it equal? How do we level out the playing field where it says, okay, I'm going to get some money out of what you get. You getting money, why I can't get money? You getting money off of my name. You serious?
How are you going to make this equal whether you're in school, that's the question. You're in school with top Teddy Bridgewater. You're in the same class.
Right.
I'm a biology major. He's playing football.
Right.
How is that going to make it equal? Well, I already know once he leaves school, he's already going to play in the NFL.
But what he does doesn't have no bearing on what I do, because I'm going to be working at one of these major hospitals somewhere. Okay,
now,
and we might come across, and we might come across each other one day, and it'd be like, remember you was in my class? Oh, I don't remember you. Of course you don't remember me because you never came to class. But you know what? I need you to make this appearance at my hospital or my law firm or my whatever establishment
that
I have. We was in the same class, but I graduated, and you're an NFL player. You can't tell me nothing about biology. We was in the same class. But I watched you play for 4 years or 3 years or whatever, and I can tell you everything you did on the field. But how come you can't tell me nothing what we did in class?
I don't even think Teddy would even take a biology class. I don't think he actually takes biology.
But we're just being facetious right here, yo. You know what I'm saying? We're just being facetious. I don't know what he's taking. I don't care.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But this
is
the point of the matter. What we're talking about here is how the NCAA is going to un-ask some of that money that they get. That's all I'm talking about. And they're telling you everything under the sun. They're giving you every reason under the sun why they shouldn't do it. And I'll give you every reason under the sun why they should. And then what happens is...
I'm totally going to disagree on the money aspect of that, only because I got my own biased opinion about the money. But I don't... I mean, I'm saying that you get a stipend, but what's the money figure they're talking about? Not when you...
Who knows? Who cares? They don't... You can't get into figures until you figure out how you're going to work it out. Because the NCAA side, the NCAA could afford billions. Stop playing.
Of course. I'm not saying that they
can't
afford
billions. The NCAA could afford billions.
What money aspect is...
At this point, who knows? You see how they put off that lawsuit? Because they talk about they needed some time. They don't need no time. They need time to figure out who they're going to cut off of that list.
They supposed to.
Well then, so you gonna be a lawyer for the NCAA? You take the NCAA side?
No, listen, you said
that's what they're supposed to do. I think that's not what they're supposed to do.
And they get all the clear facts. If something came up that they didn't recognize, of course they're gonna ask for
the NCAA don't have no excuse about not recognizing nothing. The NCAA gets money coming and going. They get donations. They got the TV deal. Every team has its own network. Every conference has its own network. They get money for making bowl games. So the money is there. The money is there. Trust and believe it. The money is there.
I agree with you.
So again, how are you going to separate that? How are you going to say un-ask some of that money? That's all they're talking about. Who cares how much it is? Just un-ask some of it.
No,
because the big money's going to come on draft day. That's where the big money's coming.
Hey, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
See, they got it both ways because they're getting it from the students as far as their likeness and stuff and pimping them out. And then they turn it around and getting money from the Dr. Pepper, the Tito.
The sponsors, that's right.
Sponsors.
That's right.
They're getting
and
it from both
the
ways.
TV
I mean,
deals.
Goodness gracious.
Yes. And then the TV deal. So really, they need to come off of some of that. And like Kia said, they
got
to figure out a number, but a number that's going to be equitable to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
And you said the keyword equitable. That number has to be, because it can't be. It just cannot be with though these guys think they're gonna. I just can't get past the 4 year. I can't get past the 4 year ride.
Well, what about this? Check this out. What if this is an idea? It just came up into my head. Say you have to say they make it a situation where you have to stay a certain amount of years before you can even, you know, get into the money. You know what I mean? Because like you said, we already established the fact that a lot of them are free rides, but then a lot of them end up leaving early. So then where does the rest of that scholarship money go? You know what I'm saying? So what do they do as far as to make it seem like it's fair all the way around? Because the NCAA tried to come off of no money. That's, you know what I mean? We already know that from the door. The NCAA tried to come off of nothing. They want everything to remain status quo. As long as they got you paying that ESPN cable bill and to pay for that the networks and all that stuff, they don't care what you do. Because look at the situation from the inside out, Kia. They have switched up the whole system on how each school gets paid. There's no more Big 12. There's no more the conferences. Now you got to pay attention to what conference your own team is in.
Oh yeah, how
TCU going to be in the Big East? TCU is in Texas.
Okay.
So it's all fractured and scrambled and broken up where to cause confusion.
Okay.
But that's why we have conversations like this with people that can see what it is and we can talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Instead of this, oh well, it's the status quo.
I don't see how Texas A&M ended up
same thing, different toilet. Huh?
I don't see how Texas A&M and Missouri ended up in the Southeast Conference.
Money.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course, money. But I'm talking about
No, I understand what you're saying, Zig. I don't get it. But you asked the NCAA, and you asked Missouri, they probably don't even care. Yo, we got latched onto a big name conference. We're going to take those 65-3 ass whoopings every week. But you know what? We're going to get that money. Every week. Them kids always get their bread.
See the money. The money is the first thing you see.
Yeah. Word up, man. We flying through it, man. It's a nice situation to be able to talk about it, man. We live and direct here on Saturday afternoon, man. Big sports day in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. And I got the memo from the big people upstairs. You got to talk one at a time. You got to respect the caller. So that's coming from the big people upstairs. Miss Lavina behind the board. Can we get an applause for that? There you go. Can you get an applause for that? There you go. Get on the board. All right. Get the soda. Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much. All right. But, yeah, man, we here live and direct, man. I appreciate people taking their time out, man, on a busy sports Saturday. This is a big, big sports Saturday, man. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of different situations. But we just be talking football. I'm glad that we got a chance to kick it for a little while, man. We got like 10 minutes left. We got Kia, Angie, and my man Ziggy on the line. I don't know if Miss Tori's still with us, but just give your opinion on this weekend. If you want to slide something about the fight in there, go ahead. I'm gonna let you out the floor. We got like 10 minutes left in the show. Kia, I'm gonna let you lead it off. Go ahead, do what you gotta do.
Well, I'm not big on the fight. I never was big on the fight, but I am going to a fight party to be going to watch the fight.
Not going to a fight party.
But I'm just ready for college football, NFL, and of course my show's Monday night.
We'll have the what do you have at funerals? What do you have at funerals? What do you drink at funerals?
Don't go there. I'm gonna get food. Don't go there. You know not to go there. You know I'm gonna play my.
We gonna talk about it though on Tuesday how we do.
Yeah.
Angie, you still with us? Yeah, maybe she's bolted. Z, you still with us?
Yeah.
All right, you got anything to say before we get out of here, my dude?
Hey, I'm hearing everybody always talking about Mayweather, but Alvarez do have a puncher's chance, though.
Yeah, you're hearing a lot of conversation about him now in the last 24 hours. Like, what's going on here?
If he stand in front of him and force the fight, he could. Hey, Mayweather can't help but to fight him instead of backing up.
Right.
But oh well.
I mean, again, man. You know, the we talked earlier. Miss Tori Nelson, 3-time females middleweight champion in the building. I mean, welterweight champion. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Won her fight at the Twin River Event Center in Rhode Island. She beat up Alexandra Lopes for the title. She said that, again, you know, it's the experience factor for Floyd. And my thing was the experience factor might be the downfall. He's 36 years old. He's coming back with a quick turnaround. Canelo Alvarez is not going nowhere. He's going to keep the pressure on Floyd.
Right.
Even though he might come into the ring, he might come into the fight 165. I just think that, you know, if he buys his time and if he gets into the 8th and 9th and 10th round and we still don't know who's going to win the fight, better watch out. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say to that, Ziggy. I mean, you know, Canelo's getting a lot of respect, and I understand that. And, again, I just want to see a good fight.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If he was to beat Mayweather, would you put that up there as one of the greatest upsets with Buster Douglas Tyson?
Nope.
You wouldn't?
Nope. The only way I would do that is if he knocked Floyd Mayweather out in the first round. I mean, knock him out, sleep. Put him to sleep.
Come on, if he just knocked him out, period.
If he knocked him out.
Tyson.
Nah. Because you know what? A lot of people, this fight is not a walk in the park for Floyd Mayweather. And he know it, and everybody else know it. You know what I'm saying? So to compare that to Tyson fight was supposed to be a walk in the park.
That's awesome. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I would use that analogy and connect those two. But, again, my dude, I just think that I'm looking for a good fight. I want it to be a good fight, you know, because you'll never hear the end of it if he was walk over Canelo Alvarez. And I don't think that's going to happen. You know, Robert Guerrero talked the good one. Robert Guerrero talked the real good one. You know what I'm saying? Remember that? Robert Guerrero and his father talked to real Guerrero. They believe in God, and God ain't going to let them lose, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All of that conversation stopped when he got in the ring.
You heard what Teddy Atlas said yesterday, didn't he?
Huh?
You heard what Teddy Atlas said yesterday.
No, what did he say?
Well, he was on. Well, he was on the letter channel.
Uh-huh.
And he was telling Stephen A. because he kept on blowing up on Floyd Mayweather's horn. And
right.
Teddy was telling him, he's like, man, I doubt it, because if he sees that, he sees Alvarez winning.
Right.
He said, because the reason why is he stands in front of him and forces the fight. And he forces the fight. He said, Mayweather don't have enough power to actually knock him out.
Right.
He said he can knock Mayweather out, but Mayweather can't knock him
out.
That's
right. And he touched Floyd Mayweather. If he touched him like Sugar Shane touched him, he ain't going to do the Sugar Shane and like look at it and be shocked that I hit him. He going to be on top of Floyd Mayweather. He's going to really be on top of him. And again, man, I'm not, you know, it's not a point about, you know, Floyd Mayweather, you know, take it or leave it with him. But I just think that a competitive fight, somebody's old got to go. And I think it's going to be Floyd Mayweather's at the end of the day. And we'll probably turn around and see a quick rematch.
You think so?
Yeah. I think that, because you know what? He's still going to fulfill that contract for Showtime.
Have two more fights.
Lose, or draw. I think it was 6 fights in 30 months or 5 fights in 30 months or something like that. So he's still got a couple more fights, like you said.
How quick do you think it's going to be a turnaround? How quick is the turnaround?
Whew, it's going to have to be quick. Well, he fought Guerrero in May. This is September, so that's what? 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he's got to get those fights in 30 months. So it's a quick turnaround. February? Another fight around February, March time, you know what I'm saying? So because he's got to get them fights in for 30 months. So she's already paid. So now you got to fight. If he loses this fight to Alvarez, why not? Why can't we throw another Pacquiao Mayweather fight out there? Why not?
If he wins this one, so you think the next one will be the Pacquiao Mayweather?
No, if he wins this one, he's going to try to steer clear away from Pacquiao as possible.
Okay.
Pacquiao fights in November 23rd.
Yeah, somebody said the same thing.
Yeah, I think he's going to still, you know, keep Pacquiao at a distance.
Yeah.
But if he loses tonight, that's going to change everything.
I heard the same thing. Because I said, if Mayweather win tonight, you think they're going to fight Pacquiao? And my cousin said, no, he's not going to fight Pacquiao.
Right. You know, another fight I'm looking forward to, Ziggy, did you watch the weigh-in?
Uh-uh.
Okay, all right. The weigh-in was crazy. The weigh-in was off the hook. After they took they did the stare down or whatever,
yeah.
Floyd Mayweather tried to give Canelo the belt. And Canelo was looking at it like he was retarded. Like, what's the matter with you? You know what I'm saying? So they did all of that little mumbo-jumbo because he tried to goad Canelo into some, you know, some garbage or some nonsense. And Canelo was just looking at him. So the announcer, Jim Gray, you know, he had the translator for Canelo Alvarez was standing there, and he asked Canelo Alvarez, he said, are you ready for this fight? And Canelo was like, in perfect English, Canelo was like, I was born ready. This dude going to get it. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. He does understand English. He understood everything he was talking about. So I'm just looking for a good fight. The event, I'm not feeling this event like Hagler Hearns or Leonard Hearns or Leonard Duran. You know, I'm not feeling it like that.
No mas.
No, I'm not feeling it like that. I'm just looking for a good event and something, you know, people be talking about tomorrow, man. This time tomorrow, people are going to be either, you know, like, ho-hum, another fight, or it's going to be like, wow, did you see that? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, appreciate everybody, man. It's about that time for us to get out of here, man. Shout-out. Let me get my little shout-out to them before we cut us off. First and foremost, man, thank you for listening, man. Thank you to callers. Miss Tori Nelson, 3-time WIBA welterweight champion. She checked in with me. That's what it is. Kia, you know what it is. My man Ziggy, you know what it is, big homie. Angie, thank you for checking in. I like that. We should do this more often on Saturdays and get you up early and all that.
Hey, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I got you this week, Donna.
Yes, you do. Yes, you got me this week, and you're going to get it.
No.
You're going to get it too, fam. Trust and believe.
No,
it don't stop.
If Roddy White come like he's supposed
to. Building, baby.
If
yeah,
Roddy
I got
White...
Ziggy this week, man. I got, and I'm going to check the score. I'm going to do your updated score. I'm just going to make you feel a little bit better about the situation.
You ain't got to because every
and
time
Ziggy
somebody scores,
every time
somebody scores, my tablet goes off.
Kia, you 17-0 over Lions Nation. I don't think she care about that. Yeah, she said, really? 17.
You know,
no, we out of here, man.
I'm worried about Monday night and then not getting a beat down from the Phillips fans at the Monday night. You know
that's what it is.
Monday night. Nothing
that's
else
what it is.
Right,
Miss Lavina behind the board, thank you. Big Rich, thank you. Listeners, thank you. Callers, thank you. This is the mayor, man. You know what it is. Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock. We're going to get it in once again. Shout out to GQ Palace, the whole situation. You know what it is. I'm out of here. Peace. Thank you for calling in on a Saturday, y'all. Let's do it again real soon.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.